In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, Lord, we're here. We're not perfect. Please help us. Yes, that was the cell phone crashing down on the desk in our little room here. God, come to my assistance, Lord, make haste to help me. We're going to be celebrating a little votive office to the Holy Spirit, with a lot of the prayers from the Pentecost office that we did earlier. I just feel like the Holy Spirit needs to help me, and I also like red, so I picked that today. Kind of have a combined Marian celebration and celebration of the Holy Spirit. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Here's our antiphon for our prayer, Psalm 96. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Oh, sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim His help day by day. Tell among the nations His glory and His wonders among all the peoples. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. The Lord is great and worthy of praise, to be feared above all gods. Hang on. To be feared above all gods. Proclaim His help day by day. Tell among the nations His glory. And His wonders among all the peoples. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised, to be feared above all gods. The gods of the heathens are not. It was the Lord who made the heavens. His are majesty and state and power and splendor in His holy place. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Give the Lord, you families of peoples. Give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of His name. Bring an offering and enter His courts. Worship the Lord in His temple. O earth, tremble before Him. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim to the nations, God is King. The world He made firm in its place. He will judge the peoples in fairness. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Let the heavens rejoice and earth be glad. Let the sea and all within it thunder praise. Let the land and all it bears rejoice. All the trees of the wood shout for joy. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. At the presence of the Lord, for He comes. He comes to rule the earth. With justice He will rule the world. He will judge the peoples with His truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. His name forever. It is not in forever generations. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, a prophecy about the empty trust that is placed in the temple. The following message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the house of the Lord, and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, reform your ways and your deeds, so that I may remain with you in this place. Put not your trust in the deceitful words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Only if you thoroughly reform your ways and your deeds, if each of you deals justly with his neighbor, if you no longer oppress the resident alien, the orphan, and the widow, if you no longer shed innocent blood in this place, or follow strange gods to your own harm, will I remain with you in this place, in the land which I gave your fathers long ago and forever. But here you are, putting your trust in deceitful words to your own laws. Are you to steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, go after strange gods that you know not, and yet come to stand before me in this house which bears my name, and say, we are safe. We can commit all these abominations again. Has this house which bears my name become in your eyes a den of thieves? I too see what is being done, says the Lord. You may go to Shiloh, which I made the dwelling place of my name from the beginning. See what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel, and now because you have committed all these misdeeds, says the Lord, because you did not listen, though I spoke to you untiringly, because you did not answer, though I called you, I will do to this house named after me, in which you trust, to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. I will cast you away from me, as I cast away all your brethren, all the offspring of Ephraim. You now, do not intercede for this people. Raise not in their behalf a pleading prayer. Do not urge me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judea, in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. While vibrations are poured out to strange gods in order to hurt me. Is it I whom they hurt, says the Lord? Is it not rather themselves, to their own confusion? See now, says the Lord God, my anger and my wrath will pour out upon this place, upon man and beast, upon the trees of the field and the fruits of the earth. It will burn without being quenched. Responsory prayer. Have you made this house which bears my name a den of thieves? My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. Do not turn my father's house into a marketplace. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. A reading from a homily on Matthew by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. Do you want to honor Christ's body? Then do not scorn him in his nakedness, nor honor him here in the church with silken garments, while neglecting him outside where he is cold and naked. For he who said, this is my body, and made it so by his words, also said, you saw me hungry and did not feed me. And inasmuch as you did not do it for one of these, the least of my brothers, you did not do it for me. What we do here in the church requires a pure heart, not special garments. What we do outside requires great dedication. Let us learn, therefore, to be men of wisdom and to honor Christ as he desires. For a person being honored finds greatest pleasure in the honor he desires, not in the honor we think best. Peter thought he was honoring Christ when he refused to let him wash his feet. But what Peter wanted was not truly an honor, quite the opposite. Give him the honor prescribed in his law by giving your riches to the poor. For God does not want golden vessels, but golden hearts. Now in saying this, I am not forbidding you to make such gifts. I am only demanding that along with such gifts and before them you should give alms. He accepts the former, but he is much more pleased with the latter. In the former only the giver profits, in the latter the recipient does too. A gift to the church may be taken as a form of ostentation, but an alms is pure kindness. Of what use is it to weigh down Christ's table with golden cups when he himself is dying of hunger? First fill him when he is hungry, then use the means you have left to adorn his table. Will you have a golden cup made, but not give it a cup of water? What is the use of providing the table with cloths woven of gold thread and not providing Christ himself with the clothes he needs? What profit is there in that? Tell me. If you were to see him lacking the necessary food, but were to leave him in that state and merely surround his table with gold, would he be grateful to you, or rather would he not be angry? What if you were to see him clad in worn-out rags and stiff from the cold, and were to forget about clothing him, and instead were to set up golden columns for him, saying that you were doing it in his honor? Would he not think that he was being mocked and greatly insulted? Apply this also to Christ when he comes along the roads as a pilgrim, looking for shelter. You do not take him in as your guest, but you decorate floor and walls and the capitals of the pillars. You provide silver chains for the lamps, but you cannot bear even to look at him as he lies chained in prison. Once again, I am not forbidding you to supply these ornaments. I am urging you to provide these things, these other things as well, and indeed to provide them first. No one has ever been accused for not providing ornaments. But for those who neglect their neighbor, a hell awaits with an inextinguishable fire and torment in the company of the demons. Do not therefore adorn the church and neglect your afflicted brother, for he is the most precious temple of all. Responsory prayer. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was homeless and you took me in. Now I tell you this, when you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me. Anyone who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. Now I tell you this, when you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me. O God, who sanctify your universal church, in every nation and people, pour out, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, may now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Just a decade of the Chapel of Divine Mercy for all of your intentions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Grant us peace in the world. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.